for the judges, I would imagine, too, one of whom is Alison Clark. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Alison, you're in a bit of a difficult situation here because one of the names you immediately think of is Darren. You can't put him on the side of the bus if you're judging it.
No, and the people have to be from Belfast or the Greater Belfast area. So
I see. I'm glad I've spoken to you. I'm glad I've spoken to you because I thought you could come from anywhere in Northern Ireland, just from Belfast.
No. Yeah, it's the two most popular Belfast legends, and they're going to be featured on the Translink's first ever Metro Legends bus wrap.
Okay, so you're going to have two really famous people who are living and who are from Belfast, and they're going to be on the Metro bus.
So who's
the other one?
Association with Belfast, Greater Belfast, born in Belfast, and or have lived there, you know, at some point. So it's really around Belfast.
Right. I'm going to suggest Carl Frampton and Roy Walker.
Very good. You can suggest and nominate and vote for as many people as you want, Frank. So then myself and the other judges will select five, I think, in the shortlist, and then the public will vote for their final two.
You see, I've gone there for obviously a world-class sportsman, and I've gone for an iconic comic because we're great entertainers here in Belfast. But it proves to me just while I was waiting for you to come on the line, I was going through so many people, and actually most of them are from Belfast. I was thinking of Northern Ireland, but most of them are from Belfast. Like, you know, can you have a bus going around the town without Mary Peters on it, for instance? You know, we're going to be completely spoilt
for
choice.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you've mentioned a woman, because the first two you mentioned were men, so there's plenty of other women there. There's the likes of Mary Jones, that critically acclaimed playwright and actress.
Of course, yeah.
Right? You know, so when you think of the rock star, you've got Van Morrison. Had you got him on your list?
Do you know, I hadn't actually written him down, but when you say Van Morrison...
Yeah, there are so many. James Galway, Sir James Galway, the flute player.
There's only two going on the bus.
Yes.
Why not have a multifaceted bus? You know, where multifaceted, multi-faced, whichever. But just a potpourri of faces. Could they not do that instead?
Well, you know, that's something that you would need to speak to Translink and directly about. But on this occasion, they may do that in the future. And it's a great idea, Frank. And, of course, I'm sure your own face would slip in there too.
Oh, gosh, yes. If you'd postage stamp faces. But seriously.
Well, you'd be beside the wing mirror because you'd be looking at yourself.
Alison, you know me. You know me so well. But there's one thing that this buys into, and which I love the idea of Translink doing this, is because we should have like a sporting museum. There should be a museum, a fame museum in Belfast even. There's so many iconic names. There's Eamon Holmes too, crossing my mind.
Absolutely.
Put Eamon on the bus. You know, we are spoilt for choice and we don't really recognise the national and international talents that come from this part of the world. So it is nice to see this small gesture really from Translink, but a meaningful gesture.
Yes, well, it's going to be the two most popular Belfast legends. So, and you know that to vote, you need to just go online. You know that?
Okay, go online to the Metro website, I presume?
Yeah, you go online to translink.co.uk/Metro Legends, and that takes you through the whole process, and you can vote for as many people, one person at a time.
Okay.
You know, you've got lots of... you know, journalists from Northern Ireland, TV presenters, all that type of thing. Pamela Ballantyne, UTV, Paul Clark, gorgeous Mark Mallett.
I think we should just go straight on to Mark because, you know, let's go for a bit of gorgeous youth. Why not?
Yes, yeah, fabulousness.
Fabulousness, I love it. Are you originally from the... No, you're a Strabane girl. You can't...
Yes,
you
County Tyrone, unfortunately. Yeah, but I have lived in Belfast, so I would make the criteria.
But Alison, do you know what we've done? Apart from me sort of suggesting you and you sort of suggesting me, we have completely ignored the women apart from Mary Peters. Remind me, Mary Jones.
I dropped in Pamela Ballantyne.
Oh, yes, Pamela, but I'm talking seriously.
No. On
a serious note, what about iconic women? Iconic women.
Uh-huh.
Can you think of any more?
Well, There's that great businesswoman, Nikki Kennard, who opened Space NK, isn't there, from Belfast?
Is she from Belfast?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Absolutely. If that's sort of success right. story, yeah.
Yes. I mean, there's lots of, you know, great businesswomen from Northern Ireland. I mean, even around Belfast, you've got the likes of, you know, Beth Robinson, who's one of those people involved in property, you know, and has been in business for quite a long time. I mean, there's lots of people.
You see, you are, and there will be very successful people who are unlikely to get many votes because the public won't know them. And that is true. I'm throwing that out to people who are listening. I could rhyme off a significant number of male legends from Belfast. Most of them will be from a sporting arena. Some of them, indeed, will be from, you know, the likes of Eamon from entertainment and whatever. But I'm a bit short on women. If we go to the Translink website, are there suggestions there or do you have to come up with your own?
Well, you can come up with your own. I'm not sure if they have suggestions or nominee ideas on the website because that might not be fair to the rest of them. But, you know, there must be people in the acting industry from Belfast. There are other people. There's a young tennis player, isn't there?
I'm sure there is.
You know what? At my age, I forget all these names, Frank. It's an old thing, but you'll understand.
I'm with you here.
I've just realised there are suggestions on the website if you need them.
I'm going to go to that website. I'm going to fire those out. I'm going to see who the females are as well. I think it's a great idea. I just suggest to Translink maybe they have more buses with more faces. Feel good about Belfast. Pat on the back to Translink. It is.
It's a great positive feel-good factor about Belfast. So don't forget www.translink.co.uk/metro-legends and it will all be explained very easily.
Lovely idea, Alison. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That is Alison Clark there and it's a darn good idea. So I'm open again, as I said, to women's names, legendary women from Belfast who are still alive. Mary Jones, Pammy, Mary, who was the other one? We had four there, and now we're struggling.